آمين. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب صلى الله عليه وسلم. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders, many of us might know or might be related to someone who last night went to sleep in anticipation and expectation of results this morning. Some of them might have been lucky to even get sleep because of the burden of the anticipation of what the results are going to be showing today. But in reality, this results that a person receives, as elated as a person might be, it brings a grim reminder that we are all writing exams and we all are going to be in anticipation of results and standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the picture in the Quran Kareem of the day when people will be standing in anticipation to see whether they have passed with regards to this examination of life or not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints a picture of the happiness and enjoyment that a person goes through when he realizes that he has passed with regards to the examination. With regards to our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That with regards to the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created life and death. What is the objective of our life? And what is the objective of us passing away? And what is the objective of us standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is liyabluwakum. This life is an imtihan. Life is an examination. With regards to, you see, who can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his good actions. And when a person passes in this examination of life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُوْتُهُ كِتَابِيَهُ. And when a person, he receives his book of deeds in his right hand, this is an indication that he has passed, that he is now going to enter Jannah. He has passed the test which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the trials and tribulations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. He has foregone his carnal desires and then lived his life in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented us with. So this person, out of happiness and elation and enjoyment, he will run from person to person. In this world, the moment a person gets the news that he has passed with regards to his examination, he has received his matric certificate, you will speak to him, to whoever is interested, and to those who are not even related to him, to those people who have no involvement in his passing or in his succeeding. If it possible, he will post it on all social media platforms. If possible, he will climb onto the roofs out of happiness to shout out that I have passed with regards to this exam. And with regards to this exam, not to dumb down the success of a person who has passed, who has matriculated, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize that person, whoever has passed with regards to the exam in this world, whoever has achieved any certification, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him to utilize that intellect which is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to assist in spreading the deen throughout the four corners of the world, to assist in building masajid and setting up structures which will spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the four corners of the world. But that success that the person is achieving, what he perceives to be success in this world, it does not mean the end of his struggles, but rather it signifies that now his toil and his turmoil and hardship is only beginning. After this, there is another examination and another examination to go through. But in the hereafter, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the person that you have succeeded, you have passed, that is such a success after which there is no hardship. That is such a success after which there is no difficulty. That is such a success after which there is no trouble. There is no stress. There is no worry. And this person, you will run on the plains of Qiyamah, running from person to person. You will be telling everyone, ha, mukrahu kitabiyah. That here, read my book. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ. Why you would say, and I had this conviction that my accountability was going to take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَارِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْقَرِيَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person is going to be a very high, lofty garden, a life of happiness, a life of enjoyment, a life of serenity and comfort. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What is one description of this high lofty garden is that kutufuha dania, that a person will be reclining in whatever position he wants to be reclining, wherever his garden wants to be reclining, the fruits will be low lying, ready to pluck, and he will enjoy it. He will be able to pluck it and enjoy it wherever he wants, whenever he wants. And there will be an announcement will be made, kulu washrabu haniyan bima asrafum fil ayyam al-qariya, that eat, drink, their tidings be to you because of how you spent your life in this world. So my dear brothers, we are all going to be facing examinations, and like in this world, you have different levels of passing. Similarly, with regards to the hereafter as well, there are different levels of passing. And with regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the person in our terms. We'll see the person who just sneaks a pass. The person, the last person to enter Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tells the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not tell you of the last person to enter Jannah? So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, Bala ya Rasulullah, let me know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should know about this fortunate soul who had just barely made it into Jannah. So you see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this is the person who will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that he is crawling. Why does the person be overcoming? The Muhaddithin explain that the effects of his sin and the effect of the fire of Jahannam would have taken its toll upon him, that he would have to be cleansed from all his sins that he had committed in this world. So slight is this person's iman. According to one explanation, you see, if he had any lesser iman than that, he would not have any iman. He would have been better than a religious believer. It is possible that this person had recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah once with sincerity, which was sufficient to for his salvation from eternal destruction in the fire of Jahannam. So he will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tradition that he will be calling. So he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, "Hab wadful jannah," that you go and you enter your Jannah. So this person will go and he will go and try and search, he will look for his Jannah. He will not be able to find his Jannah. But if you find the hadith is that it will appear to him as if Jannah is full. He will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and another device. You will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi inna ana mar'a, that oh Allah, Jannah is full, I cannot find my place. In one riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him to go for the second and the third time. In another riwayat, at that first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his Jannah. And you will see that this Jannah will be the size of the distance between the heavens and the earth, or the size of the kingdom of the largest king ever to rule the world. Actually, there were four people, two Muslims, two non-Muslims, who ruled the entire world. So basically, his Jannah will be, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him, will be equivalent to the size of this entire world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that this is your Jannah. So this person will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَضْحَكُ بِهِ وَأَنْتَ الْمَلِكُ, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you joking with me? Are you playing fools with me? Why is you the king of all kings? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply that it is not befitting of me to joke in this matter. This is your Jannah and 10 times this amount. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling to the extent that his teeth are showing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِمَنْزِلًا, that this is the person who is going to have the smallest Jannah. So can you imagine the person who has lived his life? We do not aspire, in this world we do not aspire for bare minimum. We do not aspire for what is basic. We aspire for the best. With regards to the Akhirat as well, we should aspire for the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, that vie with one another, compete with one another towards the Jannah, the distance of which the distance between the heavens and the earth. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this has been prepared for those who have taqwa. Remember this word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, prepared for those who have taqwa. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, that the example of the Jannah that has been promised for those who have taqwa. Again, this word, مُتَّقُونَ, is used. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفًّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into the description of the rivers of Jannah, rivers of milk, which does not spoil, rivers of honey, and rivers of wine, it's not called intoxication. And our harm in coming lesser thing it shall be. It will be a means of enjoyment and not causing intoxication to the person who drinks that wine. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And they will have every type of fruit that a person can think of, and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, in the hadith of Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَقُلُ رَبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for those who have taqwa. مَا لَا عَيْنُ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنُ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَسَرٍ. That which an eye has not seen, that which an ear has not heard, and the thought of which has not crossed the mind of any human being. What does this mean? If you call all the architectural geniuses and all the engineering masterminds, give them, tell them that budget is not an issue. Give them all the technology at their disposal. Tell them to come together and prepare something which is absolutely phenomenal. They will come together and they will think and they will scheme and they will plot and they will write and they will and they will plan. But they will never be able to come close to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the place for that person who has dropped the taqwa. So my dear brothers, what is taqwa? And how do we bring taqwa in our lives, my dear brothers? In the opening ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what is taqwa. Even if a person is not hafiz the Quran, if he is hafiz the Quran of these ayat, the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Islam deen, dalika al-kitab, la rayba fihi, mutaqin, mutaqin. That this Quran is a means of hidayah for those who have taqwa. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into some description and mentions some qualities which are not all the qualities of a person who has taqwa. But inshallah, if we bring these qualities within our lives, inshallah, we'll be conscious from among those who have taqwa. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أَدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who bring iman in the unseen. That means they bring iman in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whether it conforms to our intellect or does not conform to our intellect, we bring iman in it. It does not mean for a moment that bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contrary to intellect. But it is the most intelligent thing that a person can do is to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a quick example. Unfortunately, we find that the Zemnitil Bidal is taking place. Where intellectually people have been taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where the concept of seeing is believing is coming slowly, is coming to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, my dear brothers, this false notion that if you cannot see it, it does not exist was broken a long time ago. There was an example of a Muslim who had the same argument with those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tells them that I will meet you at an appointed time and an appointed place and I will prove to you the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they tell him that at the appointed time and an appointed place that a crowd gathers, but the Muslim has not appeared. He comes up late and the people begin to tell him that we were hoping that we will go away. That's why he came here. He says, hold on, give me a few minutes to explain myself. From where I was to get here, I had to cross a river. Now, this river was fast flowing very fast. There was no bridge to cross the river. I did not have any boat, or I did not know how to swim. So I sat down on the side of this riverbank, trying to wonder how can I cross this river. So he says that while I'm sitting in front of me, an axe appears next to me. This axe, I look at this axe, wondering what to do with this axe. This axe begins chopping the trees around me. Then the trees begin to form itself into planks. And his planks begin to form itself into a boat. And his boat slides into the river. So I get onto this boat, I begin searching for some oars. While I'm searching for some oars, this boat crosses the river on its own. And here I am ready to prove to you the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they begin laughing at me. They say, if you want to come up with a lie, if you want to come up with a bigger lie, how do you expect us to believe that this boat came into existence on its own? That this boat formed itself on its own. He says that I'm telling you that this one boat formed itself on its own, and you refuse to believe me. You are telling me that this entire world, the seven heavens and the seven earths, the seas that we see around us, the oceans that we see around us, every plant, every leaf, you are telling me that all of this came into existence on its own, and you expect me to believe. My dear brothers, everything that we see around us is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And that is what is meant by iman bil-ghayb. That we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
But definitely we can see the power and grandeur and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot see Jannah and Jahannam, but definitely the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be false. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be false. We have to bring iman in that. That is the first stepping stone towards the faith of taqwa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. That a person establishes salah. But when you say Allah salah, those with the knowledge of Arabic language, they'll know that when you're speaking amongst one another, you say, Salmita salah, have you read salah? You saluna salah. But never in the Quran, you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, you saluna salah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, when you mean muna salah, that a person establishes his salah. What is meant by this, my dear brothers, is that about all the time in the masjid, with proper concentration and devotion, with khushu and khudu, with jama'at in the masjid, you will read our salah. That is what is meant by what is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what will give us the taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. With regards to this, there's a narration of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who towards the end of his life, when he was stabbed by the first crows from Ululu. He mentioned that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite the immense strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed him, he was lapsing into unconsciousness. When he used to regain consciousness, he used to inquire about the time of salah. Then he was informed that the time of salah had passed on, or that a time of salah had come in, then he would request for his miswak, he would request for some water, and he would make wudu. And in this condition, he would make wudu and he would perform his salah. The Sahara was given to him around him, but he informed him that, Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question you with regards to your salah in this condition of yours. You are barely gaining consciousness and you are worried about your salah. He would tell the Sahaba radhi Allahu anhu that I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that la sahma fi islam liman la salata la. That there is no portion in Islam, there is no portion in deen for that person who does not have salah in his life. So my dear brothers, let us all make the storm here, the storm intensity that will come today inshallah, not a single salah of ours will be left out inshallah. And that we will lead our salah with jama'at inshallah in the masjid. If a person has seen the Prophet Muhammad with regards to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that وَقَالَ بَعْدِ النَّبِيَ النَّفَالَ عُمَّةَ, that if after me they had to be a Nabi, the person who had been chosen to be the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was working with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the right hand side, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the left hand side, he tells the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then hakada lakul fil jannah. This is how we will be walking towards Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given me guarantee of Jannah in this world. Yet they have placed so much of importance on Salah. And they have where do we stand with regards to this? So this is the second aspect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this ayah of Surah Baqarah, that will help us to attain taqwa, that means that we establish our salah. And the third aspect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that whatever we have given this insan, this human being, he spends from it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word ma in Arabic, it is aam. It is general. It does not refer to any specific thing. Generally, when we hear the word spending, our mind goes to commodities, giving wealth, giving rents, giving some food, giving some hampers, giving that in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. Yes, we have to give out in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give our zakah and Allah, we intend to give sadaqah, charity, non-compulsory charity in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is not the only things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth and health as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time as well. This also we have to utilize for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to this, under the tafsir al-kabir of Allama Razi rahmatullah alayhi, under the ayah of Ha antum ha'ula yudu'una litunfiqu fi sabilillah, he says that there will be a group of people who will be called to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he says that al-murad huna al-qud, it says that what is meant here is that you give your time, you're coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be a time when people will be called to give, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be those who are miserly, they are niggardly, they will not want to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not want to spend their health, wealth and time for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. That person who is miserly, that person who is niggardly, who does not want to spend his health, wealth and time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the repercussions of his miserliness will only fall on him. والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء. الله سبحانه وتعالى is completely independent. الله سبحانه وتعالى does not need إنسان. We are in need of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكون أمثالكم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives a very stark, stern warning to this ummah that if we have to not want to spend our health and time in the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have to show independence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have to turn away from the effort of being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another nation in your place, ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. The worst azab that can ever befall a nation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives his progenies of the deen of Islam, of the barakah of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a warning that if you do not make an effort for the sake of deen, if you do not spend for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our examples people will not remain, that it will not be known that a certain nation was once upon a time a Muslim nation. My dear brothers, we are just beginning from the month of December, we have come now into the month of January, where the iman of the Muslims and the state of the iman of the Muslims has taken a backseat. That every sin under the sun, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was involved in. My dear brothers, we have now come onto, we are now returning from the time where the abundance of wealth and the abundance of time was used in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make tawbah from the time that we have spent during in the weeks that have passed, and now turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn over a new year. We do not need what is called the turn of the new year to continuously turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we as Muslims have to be continuously making tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More so at the rear end of a time of fitna and fasad and corruption and haram and zina and every guna that can be found. My dear brothers, this is the time for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a dear that in the time to come, we lead a life of closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a life that will spend our health and money and time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The aspirations that we will have for ourselves will be such aspirations that will make us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The aspirations that we will inculcate within our children, the education that we will inculcate within our children will be education that will make us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we will not lead a life of haram, and we will lead the life of taqwa. Like I mentioned at the beginning, the people were in anticipation of these results. There will be a time when we will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anticipating the results of whether we have passed with regards to the examination of this life. My dear brothers, let it be that we pass, that we receive our book of deeds in our right hand, that we enter Jannah without beckoning, and we receive the highest stages of Jannah. That's what this, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا أَنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا أَنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ جَنَّةً. That the commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expensive, and the commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jannah. In this world, we cannot even get 10 riyal without making an effort. How do we expect the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us to come without an effort? We have to make an effort, and that effort is attained in taqwa. And the methodology of attaining taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned out in the Quran al-Kareem, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making an effort, of becoming from amongst those who make an effort to complete taqwa within our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who attain taqwa and receive our book of deeds in our mind and enter Jannah without beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.